This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Diving right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals and tournament coverage here on 96.5 The Fan. And, of course, tournament coverage is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. We'll get right to it. Vinny Pasquantino was legging out a single
or ground ball. Just a ground ball, man.
Came up, grabbed the leg area, flat tire, you'd say. Yep. And from what we know is that it could possibly be a hamstring injury, and we will know more about that evaluation today or tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We were down there on Saturday. It was Saturday, the final game of the spring. And right before him, Bobby Witt grounded out or whatever it was, and then he went upon his merry way. They were starting to pull the starters out of the game. So Vinny's getting kind of his last step out of the spring, hits a ground ball, starts running down the first baseline, and you can kind of see the pull up, and he kind of goes through the line, grabs that. But look, I think it was the right hamstring. Immediately, the trainer goes out there, meets him on the right field line. And if you've been to Surprise, the way that it works is that the Royals are on the left field side and the Rangers are on the right field side. And so when you leave games, and players leave these games early, once they're done, they leave and take a shower and go play golf. Mm-hmm. They walk out the right field, you know, gate, right? Like down by the foul pole, there's a gate. You walk out the gate and into the clubhouse and you're on your merry way and you go play nine holes or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Vinny Pasquantino goes through the first base bag. You can see him kind of blow that tire a little bit, grab that right leg, and then just continue to take a left-hand turn and walk right out the stadium with the trainer. I'm like, okay, that's not good. So texted a few people, got some information. They say, we think we escaped. It's going to be okay. The next 24 to 48 hours are going to be, as I tweeted on Saturday, you know, kind of the evaluation period. Mm-hmm. Here we are now about that 48-hour mark. The team was off yesterday. Obviously, they flew to Texas after the game on Saturday, took yesterday off. Today will be a game against the Rangers. Mm-hmm. That is a spring training game, still doesn't count. But we'll see where Vinny Pasquantino is. But I feel like, Dusty, and I think you're kind of on board with me on this one, this is the guy we have to monitor all season long. He is prone to injury, and we're seeing it already where it could have an impact on the start of the season. I don't think it will. They believe they escaped it, but we'll know more later on today when, you know, Q and everybody gets to the ballpark.
Right. So Annie Rogers puts in her article that she wrote about this, I believe it was Saturday, like you'd said. He'll be reevaluated Sunday in Arlington, Texas, where the Royals are scheduled to play two exhibition games against the Rangers. And then more imaging will confirm the severity. Strains have varying degrees, like grade 1 and grade 2. So the Royals will load a lot more on Sunday or Monday. Whether Pasquantino will miss time, Vinny was quoted as saying, "I feel fine." He said he got ready to leave with the team at the airport and then fly to Texas. Quote, "I don't want to put any time frame on it, but I don't think, my gut tells me, it's not going to affect anything, but my gut is not the medical staff, so we will get it evaluated tomorrow and we will see."
Yeah, that was a lot of gut speaking from everybody. Right. Like when it first, like everybody wants answers right away. He blows the hamstring and immediately, what's wrong with Vinny? How long is he going to be? We don't know. Let's just let it figure out, take its time and see where we are. We're not going to rush to judgment, but everybody kind of felt like that I spoke to over the weekend was like, okay, we kind of escaped, you know, this thing with Vinny Pasquantino, just like they escaped the Bobby Witt Jr. thing. I mean, imagine if the Bobby thing had been very serious, what could have been, you know, with this team. You'd never recover from something like that. Mm-hmm. Vinny's one of those guys where we saw last year how valuable his presence is in that lineup. And you know, you take him out of the lineup and now all of a sudden you're not as deep. You know, your lineup isn't as long as it needs to be with Vinny Pasquantino. And over the weekend, they put, you know, Nick Prado on waivers. He cleared waivers and ended up re-signing, and he'll go to Omaha. But that's kind of your backup at first base right now, if that's the way that you're going to go into the season. So you hope Vinny Pasquantino stays healthy because he is such a difference maker. But it's always something that you, I think, more so than anybody else on the team, you got to have plan B almost ready to go with Vinny.
You do. And when I heard this information, you and I were texting back and forth. Of course, you know me. I'm the biggest promoter for Jack Caglione.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that we said is the only way that he could get promoted before the actual time, which could be June, could be July, could be September, could be 2026.
Could be May. We don't, you know.
Right. And the way that I look at this situation with Pasquantino is, and again, I'll use analogy like every day and every moment, it's blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No pun intended with Jack Caglione, but you never, betting insurance at a blackjack table is a sucker's bet.
It is, yeah.
Right? Unless that shoe consistently is dealing the dealer 21 every mm-hmm. time. You know, they'll look and it's like any insurance, and then it's just like immediately your chips go away. You're like, all right, whatever. And then
had an experience.
And then it happens again. And you're like, seriously? And then every time they've got an ace, you know, or a face card, mm-hmm. you're betting insurance because you don't want to get burned again. Last year, that Royals offense took a significant dive when Vinny left that offensive lineup, right? And there was nobody that stepped up. Renfro couldn't do it. Melendez couldn't do it.
Yuli Gurriel was actually really good for this team last year, you know, when he needed to be. But again, not where you need it to be. But.
And to me, Vinny Pasquantino is, you know, the dealer that has screwed you a couple times on 21 without betting insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have insurance. You do have Jack Caglione. And I know that people are like, Dusty, he's going to come up. He's going to have to get at bats every day. Well, then if that's the case, if any, and this is if the situation is if Vinny Pasquantino is hurt for some time. Let's say he's out a month with that hamstring because hamstrings are goofy, depending on what it is. Right. He said, my gut feeling says I'm fine, but my gut's not the medical staff. So we'll let them say what they have to say. So you look at that and you hear what he has to say. If he's out for a month and that offense does not have somebody in that lineup that can be that person,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's say that they're like, all right, well, we're going to play Fermin and Velasquez and Sal.
Well, Velasquez, he cleared waivers.
He's in
AAA too, yeah.
So then right now, outside of Caglione, who's been a great piece in spring training, who's mm-hmm. been giving you the opportunity to be like, okay, maybe this is it. We said the one thing, the only reason you can get called up is if somebody got hurt, unfortunately, and it might have to be Vinny Pasquantino. All the places in park right now are telling you that if Vinny does miss time, what's the bargain? Is it going to be Velasquez? Is it going to be Nick Prado? Two guys that were designated for waivers that cleared and then came back and are on your AAA squad.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would say, yes, Dusty, it's going to be Nick Prado. Some people would say, well, let's give Freddie Fermin a shot at DH and let's have Sal play first, or we'll have, you know, Fermin catch, Sal play first, and Velasquez DH or Nick Prado play first, yada, yada,
yada. You got Mark Canna over the weekend, too, with the, you know, from the Brewers, whether he factors into something like that or not. I don't know what they're going to do with
that. But the thing is that there's been one guy that's shown you, again, it's not against Major League pitching. I understand. But if you want to have this team, like you said, who's serious about winning, if you're missing that offensive piece, and let's say in the first month of the season, you find yourself 5.5 games out of first, you know, 3.5 games out of second, and you're climbing the entire way up, then you've got to bring Vinny back into the fold, get him back to par for the course of the lineup and see if he's still got, because the timing's all been fixed. It's all out there in spring training. That's what they go there for, is to get used to the pitching, to get back into the feel of it. And then well, if he's hurt and he's out. And again, this entire conversation could be all just hoopla.
In
if he comes
five
out
5 hours, we may know there's nothing wrong. Yeah.
Or you might get a source that says, fine. Everything's good. He's going to be there opening day.
Right.
Which I hope is
which
the case.
I think is what's going to happen. Right. But the conversation isn't about just today. It's about what is the backup right. plan for Vinny, because you know, as we've seen every year, he's had an injury that this team has had to deal with.
Correct. And do you have a bat that you feel comfortable with that can produce? And maybe that bat is Freddie Fermin. Maybe that bat is Nick Prado. But I would think that a lot of people, from what they've seen and what they know, is that Caglione has shown that if somebody goes down like a Vinny Pasquantino, maybe he gets the call. And I understand that he's going to have a ton of at-bats. He's going to need to get a ton of his reps to stay into the, right. the flow of the motions. But and that may not happen if he's, you know, Vinny Pasquantino is there. But again, at what point do you have to have insurance on Vinny Pasquantino?
Now,
right?
Now, yesterday.
Because this gives me a lot of feels of like Lorenzo Cain back in the day.
A little
seemed
bit.
All
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
Lorenzo Cain would stretch. It's coincidentally, Lorenzo Cain would always stretch for first base. And everybody's like, stop doing that. You're either pulling your hamstring, you're getting plantar fasciitis with your foot hitting the bag too hard. Just stop doing it. And Lorenzo Cain stopped doing that, played and was productive and was like the best player on that 14 team, won the ALCS MVP, I believe.
I know.
And
it I was talking to somebody about Lorenzo this past weekend, and we're like, wow, we got the superstar in Bobby Witt. And the difference was we didn't really have a superstar on 14 and 15. I go, but years later, we all realized Lorenzo was the superstar
right.
of that team. And when he went out in 2016, that's when the Royals were not able to recover. And I don't think Vinny obviously is the best player on this team because it's Bobby, obviously. There are certain guys that just can't be replaced, and Vinny right. seems like that guy. So you've got to have that backup plan ready to go. And so maybe Cags goes down for the first month or two, in month or so, I should say, not month or two, but who knows, month and a half in Double A and rakes down there. You put him on your 40-man roster, which you have room for. You only have 37 cats on that right now. So you've got the opportunity to put him on your 40-man and then bring him up to the big league level. The one thing you just don't want to do is rush the guy and bring him up because you're panicked at this point in time. And I don't think anybody's panicked right now, and I don't think anybody's going to do that.
Right. But let's play devil's advocate.
Sure. Yeah. Right? I'm all for this conversation.
What
yeah.
if you do bring him up and opening day he hits a bomb and you see that sold out crowd, then all of a sudden you have a great problem to have.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple years, to give reference to Mac Morey over there, where Oklahoma was getting the bricks blown off of him by Texas in the Red River Shootout. They took Spencer Rattler out. In comes Caleb Williams, and the story is written. Oh, he was maybe too young. It wasn't his job to start. He brought his team back. They won. All of a sudden, Caleb Williams becomes the number one overall pick, becomes a Heisman Trophy winner, I believe. And his junior, did he win the Heisman his junior year? I don't know. He's not listening. Yeah. Either way. But you look and see what happens. It's like everyone always leans to the negative of like, what if they bring him up and he fails? What if they bring him up and he's a star?
Mm-hmm.
What if maybe he is the 22-year-old prodigy that is out of Florida, that was the National Player of the Year, that is this absolute superstar who is polished, who is mature, who knows his role, who knows what he can do. And all of a sudden it's like, well, I'm glad we didn't wait till next year to bring him up because he actually did figure it out in whatever spring training at bats he had. Now, again, I know from people that I've talked to as well, he's going to start in Double A.
Right.
He's going to move up to Triple A. And if he got up by June, it'd be a miracle that he's up here that early.
Well, I mean, it just depends on circumstance,
right.
though.
Now we have that circumstance. Yeah. We have the last spring training game, and the guy that seems to be made of glass, Vinny Pasquantino, gets hurt again. And at what point did last year you learn your lesson where it's like, we don't have that substitution? Now you do. At least from what we've seen this spring, you do have that substitution, because guess what Vinny's also going to do at first? He's going to have to stretch out and make plays. He's going to be on his toes. He's going to like help the guys out at third, second, and short. Can he do that? I'm not sure that Cags can do that either.
Right.
But if he can't hit, you don't have anybody in that lineup that can hit, then you're back to having India, Sal, Bobby, drop off.
Yeah, and that's where you are, and you may be. So Cags looks the part. There's no doubt. I mean, you look at him, you're like, okay, that's a baseball player. Even my daughter's like, oh, he's cute. I'm like, okay. Like, let's kind of slow the roll a little bit on, you know, Jack Caglione. But he definitely looks the part. He definitely is the future, you know, of this organization. They love everything that he's doing right now. They just want to make sure that when they bring him up, he's here to stay and does doesn't fail and have to go back to the minors, which a lot of guys ultimately have to do. And that's not a bad thing, but they just want to make sure that they've got it right. I'm not saying this is a bad conversation, because Vinny Pasquantino right now is the guy that you look around that field and you go, we've got to know what our backup plan is for him.
Correct.
Because the odds are he will spend some time on the injured list, because mm-hmm. he has shown it, right? This isn't just us making this up to get right. Cags up here. His body of work has shown every year he suffers some sort of injury where he ends up on the injury list, and we saw what it did to the organization last year. The best case scenario would be for Nick Prado to go down to the minor leagues, kind of get a fresh start, if you will, in Omaha, clear his mind a little bit, and figure out a way to start, you know, producing like they thought when they brought him into the organization, and then he can be your backup guy. If Nick Prado had done his job and was able to kind of take out all the noise and just focus on playing baseball, Nick Prado would be a guy that you can lean on. He hasn't shown that he's that guy that you can truly rely on right now.
Vinny Pasquantino been in the league 3 years, 22, 23, and 24. 24, he played in 72 games. I think he got called up that year, so I don't know if he was on the opening day roster.
Yeah, I don't think he was. Yeah.
I could be wrong, though. The following year, got hurt, only played in 61 games. Right. The next year, he got hurt at the worst possible time, played 131 games. Again, mm-hmm. I know last year it wasn't his fault. He had a right. little altercation first, but it's still, it's there.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's this, like, Sammy Watkins, Aurora, Lorenzo Cain around him, where it's just like, it's a foot, it's a leg, it's a knee, it's a thumb, it's always something.
Yep.
And you need to have some sort of insurance to where it's like, okay, is it Kevin Biggio? Mm-hmm. Is it Nick Prado? Is it Jack Caglione? And the heart of your heart, who do you want to see is that spot? Because to me, the potential would lean, and obviously I am heavily biased towards Jack Caglione, I think that's your guy you need to put, because the way he's riding right now, as hot as he is, who's to say that it doesn't work? And again, everybody's going to strike out against Bibee. Everyone is going to have their time against him. But I'm saying, what if he runs into a fastball against a fastball pitcher and blasts one to right center on opening day and knocks in two, and all of a sudden you're up 3-0, and somebody brought up on the text line, well, if Caglione's Doug's come up and he is successful, what does that mean for Vinny?
You can trade him.
That, and now you have five guys in your lineup that can hit, yeah. and you can carry that on to it. And then the next year, or whenever Vinny's up for a contract, you're like, hey, man, we appreciate it, but we're going to move on this way.
Right.
But he could still be on the roster this year. And then you're like, hey, you know what we're going to do? Sal's going to catch. Vinny's going to play first. Cag's going to play DH. Hey, it's been a couple days, Vinny. Take some time off. Cag's going to play first. Sal's going to DH. Freddie's going to play for catch. Mm-hmm. You've got options. You've got ways to do this. But again, you go back to the blackjack table. Nobody ever bets insurance because it's a fraud's bet. But when you consistently get burned by the same shoe, you then start betting insurance because you can't get burned again.
Right. You can't get burned again. And they're kind of in that way right now, you know? And so we'll see. We'll see in the next couple of hours. Hopefully sooner rather than later, we'll know, you know, kind of where Vinny stands and, you know, whatnot. And hopefully this is just a minor tweak that he had on Saturday and we all move on and everything's great. But you do have to have that plan in the back of your mind. I'm sure they do. I'm positive they do.
Right.
And we'll know it sooner rather than later. But he is that one guy that you do have to have that insurance.
And again,
on.
Verbiage is not being properly thrown into the text line. We are not giving up on Vinny Pasquantino.
Nobody's giving up on
Vinny. We're just saying that you have to have insurance because you saw how much that lineup struggled last year when he got sent out because of
terribly
injury.
Terribly different
couldn't
last
get
year.
Runs.
Couldn't score.
He had a 90 RBI guy gone. So yeah. You need somebody in there.
Yep.
One word, Matt.
Thought my mic was on. I was speaking. One word.
Good
we
job.
Will begin with baseball or continue with what your guys' conversation. One word. Succinctly wrap up your conversation. One word on the Vinny Pasquantino injury.
Scary.
Concerning. Unbreakable. Mr. Glass.
Well, he doesn't no longer work here.
Well, not that one.
Oh.
I mean Bruce Willis, who turned 70 over the weekend in that movie, because it's scary, it's concerning, it's
frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it always seems to pop up. And like, it's just like, we can't have this.
Predictable. You mentioned Sammy Watkins. It's Hollywood Brown. Predictable's a good one. Like, you know, at some point he's going to get hurt, right?
Somebody called him Vinny Glasquantino.
Oh, come on now.
Yikes.
That's just,
that's good.
That's a little much.
Okay. This one's just for Bob.
Yep.
One word on your spring training week, your vacay.
Mecca. Paradise. Dreams,
I told my wife, free.
Yeah, sinus free. Yeah. It's my happy place. There's nothing better.
Beautiful it is out there in the great state of Kansas right now.
Hell yeah. Actually, wow, it looks great.
The sinus stuff, though, you're right, man. I told you my eye's leaking again.
Last Mac, how miserable I was Thursday and Friday. I got attacked.
Yeah, he had a rough
Navage. You need to get the Navage.
I had Burt's beeswax all over my nose.
Oh, God.
Looked like I've been hanging out with Tony Montana.
All right, let's get over to new basketball. One word on March Madness so far. First 4 days, what do you got? One word.
Chalk.
Oh.
Go again. Who we got?
I said chalk.
Chalk, okay.
Sadness. There wasn't a whole lot of excitement until Sunday, which is fine. At least you had to wait for it, but it seemed like a WWE pay-per-view. You're getting through all the matches, and then all of a sudden the main event happens. You're like, all right, Intercontinental title, entertaining. World Wrestling Heavy title, awesome. But everything else, you just had to wait to get there, unfortunately. But you didn't leave. You still paid attention.
Of course.
But
it's a tournament, right?
I would say sadness.
Do you think, because this has happened before, and I feel like when this has happened, the beginning first few days, usually the last few days, gears up for some serious excitement because we had so much chalk. Do you think that's what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we're going to get some really good games. That's what I think.
Well, and I think also where we were spoiled is the last 2 years, you had a bunch of surprise teams because of NIL and transfer. And then this year, we're all expecting the same thing to see like Colorado State going to run. We're looking to see if there's like another 12 seed that can go out there and go on a run. Wasn't the case. Seven teams from the SEC go to the Sweet 16, and here we are all complaining about, well, great, we get to watch SEC teams. We get to watch Tennessee and Kentucky play again for the third time this year. Welcome to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be good, though. I mean, if the game's entertained, nobody's going to care who the names on the front of the jerseys are. We just want good games.
Yes.
Which doesn't matter who it is.
Now you should get that, because now it's all like the Alabama-BYU game is going to be absolutely electric. Over-under 174.5 for a college game.
Gosh. Which is insane, because usually in a college game, you're lucky to get 24 points in the first half. Yeah.
So, yeah, we mentioned the buzzer beater. Colorado State had that game. This was the audio from that.
Bucket to keep its season alive. Gillespie from the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it. Oh! Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
Awesome. That's one word on it. But like, I love calls like that where everybody just goes, oh! Like, you don't need to do anything else because you're feeling what we're all. Who didn't say that yesterday when Queen hit that shot? Yeah. Everybody went, oh!
I jumped out of my seat twice.
It was awesome.
Colorado State hits the three, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then Queen hits it, and I'm like, oh my God.
Right. Like, that's the perfect call. Yes. I love it when you hear those kind of calls.
Yeah, exactly. Madness. That's what that was. If we go from sadness to madness, because again, that was Sunday afternoon, and you got it. Like, you were halfway asleep. That game comes on, you're like, screw the nap, dude. We're getting electric here.
Yeah, we're staying locked in.
And I give Kevin Harlan a lot of credit because I was watching his game yesterday, and he goes, turn it to TBS now!
Yeah, he did do that. I remember
that's awesome. What a goat. He's
and
best.
I'm like, okay, Kevin told me to do it, so I'm going to do it.
Listen to Kevin. No, in that call, Tony Romo would immediately started breaking down the play over everyone's screaming and excitement because that's what he does. One word on Duke.
Good.
33. They beat Baylor by 33 points. Yeah. Spearheaded by Cooper
Flunk. It was close
in
the first half.
Sure it was.
It was a good game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you
did you see that eye of Cooper flag too? He's playing with like an eye that we have now with allergies.
And they didn't even call that a foul. Played with one eye, still had 18 points, 8 and 7. Guy's a stud.
He's a baller. All right, last one. One word on John Calipari beating Bill Self and then going on and beating Rick Pitino.
Underrated.
Clutch, right?
Yeah.
Arkansas. No.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nobody talked about them in the SEC.
No,
10
no.
seed. You beat a blue blood in Kansas, and then you go beat the Don himself and Rick Pitino. No white suit.
No
St. John's story. The best story of the tournament.
And then it's over.
And then it's over.
It stinks.
Cal's the best story of the tournament right now, though.
I think.
You know, I mean, he's a brand name coach at a big time university, playing further than anybody gave him credit for. Like, maybe undervalued, underappreciated. Like, for whatever reason, we just don't appreciate John Calipari as much as we should. I'm sure there's Kansas fans out there who can't appreciate that. Why not?
And Texas Tech will win by 20.
There it is.
Yeah. There you go.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almased with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.